Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
United Airlines now operates two flights a day from Dublin to Newark. That's despite the sword of Damocles known here as the passenger cap still officially in place at the airport. Another newer factor is Donald Trump, who is making it less attractive to fly to the US for some who may have been slagging him off on social media. But will cheaper flights mean you can bury or hide your political views to get to the United States this year? Martina Coogan is head of corporate sales for United Airlines for the UK and Ireland, is on the line. Good morning, Martina.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad. We lost you there, but we're back again. So two flights a day from Dublin to Newark. What aircraft are you using to get across the Atlantic?
Well, we have numerous aircraft. We use our 787 Boeing wide body now on the Dublin-Chicago flight. And we have all Boeing aircraft. We use our 757s on our two flights to Washington. And we have our 787 also on our New York service and our 757 on New York.
Now, you wouldn't have put on a second aircraft a day from Dublin unless there was demand. Is the pre-clearance in Dublin Airport helping you guys?
The pre-clearance is really exceptional, Joe. It's fantastic. A lot of people actually use that coming from Europe as well, not just Dublin. But for Dublin, it's really great. And we've actually increased our flights from Dublin to the US by 50% for 2026 compared to 2024.
Mm-mm. How many people, you know, get nervous when they fly, from Dublin using the pre-clearance, that some of their anti-Trump posts might cause problems for them?
I don't think really it's an issue. I deal with corporate travel a lot, Joe, and I haven't heard any responses from any company saying that none of their travellers could go through. I think with anything like this, if you're on a no-fly list for whatever reason, that would be an issue for you in Dublin or in the US, or indeed in a lot of countries that do some checks and balances before people come into their country.
Yeah, as you said, most of your customers are corporate. Roughly what percentage of the plane might be business or kind of premium class?
Generally around 76% of our business class is by corporate travel, by companies traveling for business. We have a huge amount of corporate travel, actually, which is no surprise, Joe, because, 1,000 US companies have operations in Ireland and employ over 200,000 people. And Ireland is the sixth largest investor in the US, employing over 100,000 people directly by Irish companies. So there is a very robust and strong corporate relationship between Ireland and the US.
So I'm guessing most of the people using your planes to go to the States are American, or at least work for American companies, because the overall visitor numbers to the US this year are down.
Yeah, I think there's been a softening in leisure travel. We're seeing a huge increase, actually, from January to May this year. We've had a 12% increase in business in our premium economy and business class cabins would be the bulk of those increases, which clearly shows that corporate travel is on the up. Leisure might be showing a little bit of softening, but I think that's across the board.
Okay. And what do you make of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport?
I think the passenger cap is quite disappointing. Thankfully, at the moment, Dublin Airport and have managed to put a hold on that. And I think they'll be going to the High Court. So it could take some time for the cap to be removed. But it really is extremely important for any airline, including United Airlines, to be able to expand the way we want to make sure that we're able to, you know, keep up with the demand of people for travelling between the US and Ireland.
And have you lobbied the minister to get it lifted? Because we've seen many reports of a lot of US airlines are very unhappy with the restrictions imposed by Fingal County Council.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not me personally, but we do have a regulatory body that also would lobby Dublin Airport. It's extremely important, Joe. It's the expansion of our economy. It's being able to offer what people need between Ireland and the US, because it's a growing economy and we want to be able to offer the best services and flights for our customers.
What else would you like to see improved in and around the airport to boost travel between Ireland and North America?
It's a difficult one. We have the second runway now, which was great. We have an in-airport hotel, which will be built soon, I think, which will be finished at the end of this year. I think just further developments in terms of capacity for wide-body aircrafts at the gate is always very important. We never like to do remote stands, especially for any of the wide bodies. That's really important for us.
And a metro.
A metro would be really ideal. And I think I lived in Source for many years, Joe, and I think I bought my house at the time that metro was meant to be built or starting to be built the following year. And I've now moved twice since and it still hasn't been built. So I think this is key, again, for the transport of people efficiently into Dublin City. The metro would be really great.
Now, hopefully your grandchildren will get the benefit of the metro at some point. Martina, thanks for joining us. That is Martina Coogan, Head of Corporate Sales for United Airlines for Britain and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.